One of the things that I'm really passionate about is making coaching accessible to all levels of nurses everywhere. Coaching is often offered to executive nurses, but if you're a newly qualified nurse or you're a nurse transitioning from being a great clinical nurse into a management or a leadership role, often coaching isn't available. And I know from first-hand experience what a difference that can make to somebody. And in order to be able to demonstrate that, I wanted to share someone who'd worked with me, who was a nurse, share her experience, how she came to coaching, how she felt about coaching, and importantly, what she learnt and how it helped her in her nursing career. And I'm really fortunate to have Margot on this episode today, who willingly offered to come and talk about her experiences, because for her they had made a huge difference both to her personally and in her nursing career. If you are listening to this podcast and you're wondering how you can work with me, I have a website, evastory.com. I can coach nurses from anywhere in the world because I coach over Zoom. I'm willing to have conversations with healthcare organisations. If you're interested in exploring coaching as a mechanism to support your nursing workforce, and also if you are an employer who's looking to be an employer of choice, because as Margot's story demonstrates, having coaching can often make the difference between a nurse staying or leaving the profession altogether. And as Margot very eloquently talks about, we can't afford to lose good nurses. So if you're interested in working with me in setting up programs for your nursing staff, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Welcome to Real Nurse Stories, and today I am interviewing Margot, who Margot was a client of mine a little while ago now, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to interview Margot so that I can share her experience about being coached by me. And to any nurses listening who might be thinking, you know, what is coaching? How can it help me? I think this is a great way to share Margot's story with you all so that you can take away how coaching can help you. So first and foremost, welcome Margot to Real Nurse Stories.
Thank you, Eva. This is a very great opportunity and I'm excited. I mean, this has been a long time coming. You know, it's happening.
I know, I'm excited too. I really am, because, you know, I think it's just great to be able to have a chat today about what you experienced and how it was for you, and that's a really powerful story to share. So thank you from me to you for stepping into that space and volunteering. I really appreciate that.
No, it's a great pleasure, Eva.
Thank you. So Margot, let's just start at the beginning, and I just want to ask you, did you know anything at all about coaching before you came to work with me?
No, I didn't. I know of counseling, but I didn't know about coaching. Uh-huh. The only time I've heard about it was when we were at the convention center in the staff kitchen. So you were chatting to these grad nurses and you were telling them what you do apart from working as a clinical nurse with East Metro. And when I was hearing like what you do, I told myself, I think that's what I needed. So that's the only time I found out about coaching. Honestly, never knew.
Okay. And what was it about that conversation that made you think, that's what I need? What was it, do you think?
Because at the time I was struggling. I don't know if I would like to continue with my nursing career. I don't know where I would like to go. I'm clueless. Like, I'm struggling. Where do I begin? Like, how do I go, like, moving forward? What do I want to do? Do I really want to work in the hospital? Or do I really want to find another job? So I told myself, I need help. I just couldn't find that help at that moment. And when I heard you say about what you do, I said, I would like to give it a try.
Well, that's good. That's good. And what kind of when you signed up to work with me, what was the biggest kind of worry about that? If you had any worry, what was the things that were going through your head? Because you've never had coaching before, you didn't really know what to expect. You knew that that's what you wanted because you'd heard me talking about it. But what was your biggest worry around that?
My biggest worry, I believe, was I don't know how to begin telling you my stories and how far would I go. Because there are certain experiences that I'm not sure I would like to share. But if I don't share them, how would you understand me? How would you give me the proper advice according to what I've been going through or what I've been through? And I thought, will this work for me? Because I've been through different counseling for different things, but then it took me four counselors just to be able to find someone who can actually understand what I'm going through with different aspects of my life. But with a nursing career, I was thinking, will it work? Will this be successful? What would I get from it? Oh yeah.
And just to kind of add in there to anybody listening, so coaching is very different to counseling because counseling is something that tries to kind of look back at situations and work out or help the person work out what happened and perhaps why things happened. Whereas coaching is what I call forward facing. So
Yes.
when you come for coaching, we work together in terms of what is it you're wanting to achieve in the
Yes.
future. So it's future focused. And it's very important not to mix up the two because, for example, if somebody came to me and I felt that they actually really needed counseling rather than coaching, I would say that and I would suggest that they go to counseling. Would recommend somebody if they needed me to do that. And then once they have kind of feel better about whatever it is those issues are, then they come back to coaching. So
Yes.
it's very important to have that very clear distinction and boundary because they're not the same.
Yes, they're
And
not
as
the
a
same.
coach, I would never, no, they're not. And as a coach, I would never take on a counseling hat and a coaching hat because that's not what this is about, as. So can you just share with me, a little bit about the difficulties you were experiencing and what you brought to coaching? Because you referenced there that, you had some concerns about, was I going to understand you? How much of your story should you tell me? And I think that's important because often the other thing to say here is that coaching is confidential and that whatever somebody brings into the coaching space is confidential. And there has to be a high degree of trust between the coach and the person being coached for that to happen. So, in other words, you have to feel safe
Yeah,
that
true.
being able to share your story with me was something that you felt comfortable to do. And I'm not asking you to go into great detail, Margot, if you don't want to here, but I think just to give an indication on.
For the listener's reference, just a bit of a background. I was bullied in the workplace years ago, and with that experience, I've lost my confidence. So I was really struggling to go back to working in a hospital because there are so many horror stories that I've been hearing, and I'm not sure I would like to be, I'm not sure if I would like to experience the same thing that has happened to me in the past. So I've lost my confidence. I've been avoiding senior staff, managers. I'm walking with my head down because I don't want any encounters. And I've been trying to work on my own because I was so afraid to ask for help, knowing that I'll be rejected. But that's how I assume is that's what's gonna happen. I struggled a lot because that has actually stopped me from growing. And I could not move forward. And I realized that no, this is not what I wanted. Like, there's so much more to life. There's so much more that I would like to do. It's just that I don't know where to begin and how to start moving forward. So yeah, that's just a bit of a background. And I realized that there's so many issues going on that I would like to work on with. And I just need that help, Eva.
Yeah. And how did you feel, Margot, when we first started working and you started at the beginning and you shared a very vulnerable story, actually, that, I think when people first come to coaching, that's one of the things that perhaps they find the hardest is that having to say out loud something that they've carried for a very long time. And I know that was the case for you. And, just kind of how did you feel when you were being coached? Can you just describe that a little bit for me?
Okay, so Eva, you were right. It was very difficult. And if you would remember, it took me a while to actually book my first session because I'm feeling like I'm hesitating a bit. Like, do I tell my story to her and, going down memory lane, is it what I wanted? But when I keep on like prolonging the first session. I was so embarrassed. Like, I don't want to share my stories to her, but I'm struggling to find help. So anyway, when we first started doing the coaching session, first thing that I realized about you is you're very empathetic. You understand what I'm going through because you work on the floor as a nurse, and you're also at the same time you worked as a manager. So you know exactly like the whole picture of what's going on inside the hospital as a worker and as a manager. And I felt understood because you did not judge me with my stories. You know that this is happening, this is the reality. And the best approach, the best advice to give me. I also felt supported. Because you were actively listening to what I'm saying without interrupting me. You were trying to process what's going on with me. I felt confident knowing that someone actually had to go through the same experience working in the ward as a manager. You've had the same experience, so you're going to be able to give me an advice that is tailored to what I'm going through. Because I realized with when you ask help from other people, when you share what you experienced, they will just tell you, oh, you have to toughen it up. This is what's going on. This is really what's happening. So you just have to live with it. But no, it's not, Eva. So when you were giving those pieces of advice, you would give me tips that would make me think that, no, she's right. I should not be tolerating these kind of behaviors. I should not be taking them all in. I should set some boundaries. So yeah, that's how I felt.
Well, that's good because I think, a lot of, again, a lot of the work I do is addressing some of that negative self-talk that we all have, we all carry, gets in the way. And you've described that really well about how that, one situation way back affected you and that whole negative thought process that you kind of struggled with, really.
I always think, am I good enough? Am I doing a good job? But I could not ask anyone because I'm so afraid that I will be rejected or, you ask them certain things and they give you a different answer that you're not prepared to accept. So, yeah, it was a struggle.
And what do you think now, in terms of when you look back, Margot, at where you were? So, when you first came to me and all of those things that you've described, what do you think are the three most important things that you've learned from your coaching journey and working with me?
So the three things that, well, Eva, I always tell you this. You always tell me that you always have a choice.
Thank you,
Before
good
I
to
met
say that.
you, I always say that because before I met you, before we've done the coaching sessions, I am a people pleaser. I can't say no. I won't turn down any job. I won't stop people from, doing things that I'm not comfortable with. Well, in terms of job, like in terms of the workload. Say a manager would ask me, can you say run the budgets for me? But I am actually in the middle of working on a deadline. I can't say no to the manager because, it's the manager. How can you say no? If somebody asked me for an opinion, I would just go give them my safest answer because I'm afraid that I'm going to offend them. But when we started doing the coaching, you told me that you always have a choice, that you can say no in a polite way, in a professional way. You can say no, you can turn down a task or by telling the manager that I'm in the middle of this. Would you like me to finish this first before I can start working on the task that you wanted me to do? Or do you want me to do that as a priority? Eva, I've never done that before we've met. Never. The second one, the takeaway that I've learned probably is finding opportunities in terms of adversities. Like there in the workplace, there will always be challenges and there will always be hindrances. But you made me realize that in those challenges, your mind started to think of different ways on how you can overcome them, leading to different opportunities. For example, we're going through accreditation and I've never done accreditation before. Before I met you, I would have just said, I don't know how to do this. But since you've given me a lot of tips, a lot of advice that would, help me work on this area, now what I'm going through is I was given this like a big task and I don't know what to do, but I'm trying to learn from it. I'm trying to do my own research, asking questions. And with my bullying experience, I could not ask questions. I'm so afraid to ask questions because of the information that I may get. But now, no, I'm asking questions because I would like to learn. And with these challenges, I'm learning a lot. Like, oh, this is how to do this, and this is where you get information from. So I know that in the future, if I've encountered the same things again or the same task, I will know what to do and I'll be more confident. And another thing I think, Eva, is I realize that I am more resilient than, well, I didn't realize that I am resilient. You've actually helped me go through the process of turning negative thoughts into a positive thinking. So you've encouraged me to turn this fear into strength, that I can overcome this, and that will make me, once I've overcome this fear that I'm ex like feeling, I'll be more confident in doing the things like moving forward. So those things, I think, Eva, but really, you always have a choice. That's the main.
I know I'm laughing because so many people tell me I always remember that, and that's just it's so it's one of those things that we forget to tell ourselves, and I just want to pick up something you said there, about making you feel what was it you said, making you feel more confident. And I think I didn't make you feel more confident. You learned to do that yourself by learning some of these tools and different ways to look at things. And I'm not to take the credit for me making you more confident. You did the work, and that's what coaching is about. Because it is, it, yeah. And I genuinely see today, sitting here doing this podcast interview, I see a very different Margot to the Margot that I first met when you first came to coaching. And that for me is the very rewarding part of coaching to see you sitting here speaking articulately and confidently. I see a very confident Margot today
Yes, Eva,
in
I
you.
feel more confident. In the past, I could not show my emotions. If I'm upset, I can't because I'm so afraid that people would think that, oh, she's upset, or maybe I'll be treated differently. But now, if I'm sad, people can see that I'm upset, and I am. It's not being rude, but it's not being aggressive, but it's more of becoming assertive that I'm showing my emotions because I'm only human. And I'm no longer afraid if people don't like me. I'm so afraid that people won't like me. But because you told me that, no, I mean, you've helped me realize that you need to actually show yourself, like you need to put yourself out there. And people may or may not accept it, but holding on to your insecurities and your fear is not going to help me. So now I feel confident that I could say no to people in a polite way, a professional way. I could tell them that you need to come back later. I'm in the middle of something. Or I could just tell them no without giving an explanation.
So you sound like you've got good at setting your boundaries as well.
Yes, Eva. I feel like, well, maybe in some. Like sometimes, maybe not, but most often, yeah, I am.
I'm curious to know, Margot, have you used any of these new skills that you found through coaching with, say, new people coming into the team or grads, people who perhaps were or what are where you were? Have you utilized any of what you've learned with them?
Yes, I have. So we have this new, well, we've employed this new nurse in September, but she didn't last long because she had to go back to I think Zimbabwe. Anyway, so when she was there, she doesn't have, like, she doesn't seem confident in the workplace. And I remember you telling me that if you're new to a place, you try to find three people that you will be, you'll be able to ask help from. You're confident with them. And I believe that I am not that person who, like, she doesn't feel comfortable with me. So when I was telling her that you need to find at least three people that you're comfortable asking help from, she said, okay, I will do that. But I wasn't confident that she's gonna come to me. And then she started coming to me. And the next thing I know, she also became comfortable asking help from the other colleagues. And I was telling her that no, we only have a small team of nurses, and it's not just me giving you like making you feel comfortable asking me questions, but this is me being honest with you. It's a small team of nurses, and we have good team, so we have good relationship with each other. So because this is what I've experienced in the past, that I was in a workplace where I didn't have good support, to put it. So I don't want her to feel the way that I felt in the previous workplace. So I would like to give her the assurance that, no, I've experienced that in the past. I don't have that confidence, and this is a new place, so you can start fresh. So we're here to help. So instead of giving her a hard time, like you have to learn on your own, no, I've spent so much time guiding her. And because at the time, that's what, well, before we were doing the sessions, coaching sessions, that was the one thing that I needed the most, someone to guide me. So I need
And
that too.
that's almost the ripple effect, isn't it, when you think about, you learnt tools, things that you could put in your toolbox that helped you to stay resilient at work. But in learning those for yourself, you're able to help other people learn them. And I think, even if that is one person that does that, you've come for coaching and you do that for something else, that someone else rather, the more we do that, the bigger the ripple effect, and we start to change that horrible situation sometimes where, you still have that culture within nursing where it's sink or swim. Well, I had to do it that way, so this is how everyone has to do it. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. It really doesn't. But, in not everybody has the skills in a toolbox to do that. And I think that's, to me, where supporting somebody like yourself through coaching just to make those changes and have the confidence and the tools can help so many more people,
And Eva, I remember at the time when I was doing this training to this new nurse, because I'm not sure if she's actually in the right place. I don't know if she really wanted the job, or was it just her needing to have a job. So I told her, if you're not sure that this is the area where you'd like to work, you know that there are a lot of areas in nursing that you can apply for. Before coaching, like before meeting you, I didn't know, because all along when I was working in the Philippines, all along I thought this is what I wanted to do. And then when I came to Australia and got this job at the hospital, I was surprised of the major difference between, like, in that field. What I did in the Philippines was so different with how they do things here. And I thought to myself at the time, I was so proud to admit that I don't want this. This is not what I wanted to do anymore. Maybe I still want to become a nurse. I still want to help people and do the nursing job, but this is not what I wanted to do now. So when I met this new nurse, I was telling her that you don't be afraid to find a different field. Because there are so many areas in nursing that you can go to. And Eva, I didn't know this before I met you. Like all I thought was, oh, you have to work as a nurse in the ward. That's all. And I think that's most of us, that's where we've been trained.
Yeah,
So.
it's the messaging still is, that's what you have to do. But as you don't actually. And being true to yourself, and what I love about your story, Margot, is you were very clear where you wanted to work, and then you were successful. You got a job. We won't name the area because I don't want you to get into trouble, but you found yourself in a role in an area that you were passionate about, that you always thought that's where you wanted to work. And then you got there and it was the exact opposite of that. You realized it wasn't for you, and you doing something very different to where what you thought you were going to do. And I think the lovely part about that is you made that decision for yourself. You decided this isn't what I thought it was. And I've got all these other things that I could do. So where am I going to go from here? And you are so right in that many nurses think, they have to go in this very clear, linear, defined path because that's what they're told. You don't at all. And you were so right when you say there's all these opportunities. There are so many in nursing. Modern day nursing has so many opportunities these days. And, I take my hat off to you because you, as I would say, put your big girl pants on and you were like, no, this is not for me.
No, but
I don't.
Eva, I wouldn't have that courage if you did not encourage me to do so. No, because even my parents, when I was telling them this, all they know is if this is what you wanted, you have to work in this field. But we didn't know about the different areas. So you opened my mind that there are a lot of opportunities in the nursing field, like that we didn't know about.
Margot, I want to ask you if what would you say to somebody who's listening to this podcast episode and who might be thinking, like you did at the beginning, is this something that can help me? Is coaching for me? What would you say to them?
But if you're not sure, if you're really not sure what you wanted to do or where you want to go, just give it a try. I mean, there's nothing to lose, but you've got more to gain. Well, when I was still working in the hospital, Eva, I was sharing my stories to other colleagues, and I was telling them about the coaching session that I've done, and I was telling that I was in touch with you, and that you've helped me to go through different like phases in my nursing career. But I think their main hesitation is the price. They think that it's quite expensive, but I was telling them, no, it's not. It's actually worth it, and it's priceless. Because your approach is tailored to our experience. Like it's nursing focused. You know exactly what's going on in the ward. You know exactly how to handle your staff because you're a manager. So the approach will be personalized and it's actually realistic and factual. And I was telling them that just give it a try. It's because it's not just coaching. At the end of the day, you also send a lot of newsletters. The newsletters, they really helped me because, say, a few weeks ago, or was it a month ago, that you sent about the newsletter saying, like, do you have difficulty having a conversation, like, with people? And you've listed a lot of tips that that are actually helpful for me because as I've struggled before, like communicating with the management, it has helped me go through the process of telling them what I needed, what we needed. It's not like for me personally, but what actually the place is. So for people who are going through a lot of struggles, I've been there. I've done that. I've done the hard way. I tried to resolve things on my own. I tried to do my own research. But because you've always have that doubt that is it the right for me? Am I in the right place? Just give it a try. Just, you know, find someone who can help you with the coaching. Like you, Eva, she has, like you've helped me so much, and you know, you've seen how I've changed in a positive way. So yeah, just for people who are like other nurses are listening, you have no idea how my situation was so bad. Before I've met Eva, I don't have the confidence. I don't know where to go. To be honest, I was, just to put it this way, I'm lost. But with the coaching session, so you've helped me gain my confidence back. You've given me pieces of advice that I can work on with myself, pieces of advice that I could also put into place in, you know, in the work. And yeah, there's so many things that you can learn from coaching that you cannot learn from other people. Because say you ask help from a colleague, like in the workplace, they would say, for example, this is just an example. I would say, oh, you know, nurse one, she's very rude to me. Your colleague, of course, who's a friend, would support you in a way that they would say, oh yeah, she is rude, she's always rude. But as a coach, you would give a different perspective. You would say, maybe the nurse, that's how they express themselves. She's not being rude. It's just, maybe she's just being direct. Or you'll go on a personal level. Maybe she's going through a difficult phase in her life. Things are going bad at home, or maybe she's just busy. She's been stressed. So you don't take things personally. So you also coach me in thinking that this is not about me. It's not always about you. Something must be going on with the other person, and you don't take things personally. So yeah. So many
Those are
things you can
great.
learn. Yeah.
Those are really great examples, Margot, and I think I'm very grateful to you for coming and sharing your experiences because, I do really genuinely want other nurses to know how coaching can help them. It's not something that nurses really have had access to, certainly here in Australia. You might, if you're an executive nurse, have access to coaching, but if you are certainly newly qualified or even kind of in a clinical nurse thinking about management,
Yeah.
it's not accessible. And, my greatest wish would be to have this much more rolled out and have organizations work with organizations to make it accessible because, as you've so rightly demonstrated, it makes such a difference,
It has.
and it and even to the point where I know that people think about leaving nursing because they can't get over some of these struggles. And that's, again, when you work with a coach, it helps you to see what's holding you back, where your blind spots are, learning that it's not necessarily you, and how do you deal with some of these things? And that can make a difference between somebody staying in the profession or leaving. And as I always say, and you probably heard me say this many times, we can't afford to lose good nurses. We need
Eva, we
to
need
keep
a
them.
lot of nurses. And I think coaching sessions would be really helpful, at the beginning of their career. So at least they would know what to expect in the hospital. Yes, you've experienced this while you were doing your prac in the hospital, but that's not even half of what's actually going on. So you need to mentally prepare the nurses. And then if they experience this struggle, you can guide them to a different path or another path. They don't need to get stuck in this situation where they get helpless and they suffer from mental and physical exhaustion, and then they would quit. Because at this period of time, we really need a lot of nurses in the hospital. There are a lot of sick people who need to be cared for. And yeah, so coaching is really, and nursing, Eva, it's a very rewarding career. It is. And most especially if this is your passion, this is something that you're passionate about. You wanted to do this, you want to help people. So you don't want to lose people, as you've mentioned.
No. One of the last things I really, well, two last things I want to ask you. The first one first. You have answered this, but in a way, I just want to kind of hone in on what was perhaps the one thing that you learnt about yourself that was a surprise to you that you wouldn't have learnt if you hadn't been coached?
Well, I've mentioned about me being resilient. I've learned resilience, but I remember mentioning this before that I am confident before I was bullied. Like, people have told me about my confidence and that I'm an achiever, but I didn't realize that I could go farther. I've always thought that probably it's just procrastinating, but I always thought that this is just me. This is what I can do. And yeah, this is just that this is what I wanted to do. I'm just a worker. But I realized that I can also be a leader. Well, probably because I've been a people pleaser, that I just have to say yes to everyone. But now in my current role, I'm taking the lead, Eva.
That's great.
I didn't know that I could do it, because when I first started working in this job, we had the nurse manager, and then at the end of the year she resigned, and then we employed a new manager. But then she resigned as well. I think it's because of family status, so she had to move to a different place, and we did not replace the nursing manager position. But I am taking the lead as a senior nurse. If I didn't think I could do this, and the one thing that helped me the most is, going through your newsletters, looking back into our coaching sessions, and I was reading, because there are certain areas that I don't know how to handle. Like, I wasn't used to having to deal with the CEO or with the management. And am I saying the right things? How do I say this? But going through the newsletters that you've been sending me, or sending the other nurses as well, it has helped me gain my confidence on how I can talk to them professionally and delivering a clear message without being assumed that I am rude or demanding. So I didn't realize either that I can become a leader. I can take the lead and make decisions. I was so afraid of making decisions without consulting with a senior nurse or with a manager. But now I'm making the decisions, and I just have to, like, I'm just hopeful that I'm not making the wrong ones. You know, you're dealing with people's lives. You have to make the right decisions. It's the life we're talking about. But then at the end of the day, I would just tell myself that I've made the right decision according to the guideline, like nursing guidelines, the balance of my responsibilities, and I just have to live with it.
And
Well, so yeah, so
I
far,
think,
yeah.
yeah, sorry, you go.
And so far, I don't think I've made any mistakes, because you have to be very careful in, when you deal with lives. Most especially when you deal with people who are vulnerable physically and mentally, you have to be careful with the words that you say to them. And I've learned so much from you, your approach. It has to be, you have to be empathetic. You've experienced a lot of, bullying and struggles in your life. People you're dealing with, they're experiencing the same or maybe worse than what they're showing you. But it's just the kind of kind the kindness that you show to them, the right words at the right time, that makes the difference, I guess. Yeah.
And what I was going to say there, it's what I hear when I listen to you talking is that confidence in your own decision making.
Yeah.
So you're not having to go and ask and second guess yourself. You are standing in your own confidence,
Yes.
knowing that you are following the right guidelines, processes, procedures, and that's down to a growth in confidence, which
But Eva, if you would recall our first session, I was telling you that I can't, I was so afraid of asking questions. I was just trying to work on my own and thinking that, oh, this is just me. Like, there's no growth for me. But now I realize that no, I can do so much more. Although I'm still working on some of the areas, say people are encouraging me to become a clinical nurse, but I'm still not there yet, working on it. But it may take a while to actually become, like, more confident in that field. But where I am at the moment, I must tell you, and I'm so proud to say that I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And Eva, I'm really grateful for the coaching sessions we've had, because if you haven't opened my eyes to different areas of nursing, to what I can do, to my strength, I won't be able to do this. No, I'm not saying this because I know you or because you've been good to me, but because this is the reality. You've helped me so much. You've helped me so much, in my growth, regaining my confidence, taking the lead, finding the things that I really wanted to do. So, yeah, I am grateful.
That I mean that to me, what you just said there about you're exactly where you're meant to be, and that's why I do what I do, to hear you say that, is testament to your hard work, testament to you being brave. And my role really was just helping you to see things differently, learn the tools that could help you that confidence. And I can't stress enough how much of a different Margot is sitting here before
Yeah,
me today,
I
and
think
that's so
so
lovely to
too.
see. It really is. And I just know, Margot, that you're going to go on and do great things. You're already talking about being a clinical nurse, and my last question to you was, what does the future hold for Margot? But you've kind of answered that already.
But
You're thinking about,
well,
sorry,
Eva,
you were going to say?
because I remember it was, I think, a year process for me before I could transition to where I am now. And when I moved to this role, because after I think when we were doing the coaching session, I was still with this other job. And then after that, I moved to a different job, like totally different. It's occupational health nursing. And I didn't like it. And then I found this job which works with alcohol and other drugs abuse like area of because you know when you realize that people the reason why people are doing this is because they're going through a difficult time in their lives and they've had trauma. I feel like no, I've experienced the same, but I didn't have to go through what you're experiencing. I've experience than yours, but I'm here, I can help you. So it took me a year to finally figure out where I would like to be. But I am happy, Eva. I'm happy because if you haven't really helped me or guide me through like in the path that I would like to take, I wouldn't be here. And I'm happy. And when I think it was just after 3 months when I started the job that I realized to myself that no, I'm in at the right place. I would like to be in this field and I would like to continue working in this field. I'm actually looking into doing a post grad, but not this year probably, but I will be focusing on this area, hopefully in the long run.
Margot, I'm so grateful to you for coming and sharing your journey,
No,
your coaching
I'm happy
journey.
to share my journey because as I've mentioned before, I was a mess. I don't know where I would, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, but now it's clear. Things are clear for me.
I appreciate you taking the time. I really do. And I just want to reference, Margot, you mentioned newsletters. And to anybody listening, if you would like to receive my newsletters, I will put the link in this podcast episode. But you can actually go to my website, which is evastory.com, and you will find a pop-up box where you can sign up to receive my newsletters. I share them freely. I get a lot of positive feedback, as you've heard from Margot and I from other nurses also. So if you would like to receive that, it's my gift to you. So you can sign up on my website or the link. I'll put the link in below. So thank you once again, Margot. I appreciate your time and I can't wait to see where you go from here.
Yeah,
Maybe we'll
me
have to
too.
get you back.
I'm excited as well, Eva. Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities out there. It's just that it's not only in the ward, but different areas. Yeah.